Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of the Internet Show, all about small business marketing, power to the small business, as we crank up our summer series of episodes. My name is Jay Arrett. Today we're going to talk about wasting time on social media with our guest, Brian Person. But first, the vitals. My website is themarketingspot.com. The blog is themarketingspot.blogspot.com. The website for this podcast is powertothesmallbusiness.com. On Twitter, I'm the marketing guy. Are you wasting time on social media? This started as a Twitter conversation a couple Sundays ago where a couple of people were discussing the value of Twitter in social media marketing, especially for realtors. And I chimed in and I said, I don't think Twitter is where realtors should be because of the purchase cycle. I think blogs are the best place for realtors. And very few realtors blog. Well, I got a little bite back on that. And so I thought it over and I wrote a blog post saying you are wasting your time on Twitter and Facebook, mainly targeting that towards realtors and businesses with a long purchase cycle. For example, you might buy a home. The average person, I think, buys a home only every 7.5 years. So I'm not looking for a realtor right now. So my point is, I don't want to know a bunch about real estate right now. But a lot of realtors are on Twitter actively seeking clients. Well, Brian Person, who is going to be our guest on the show today, he chimed in with a comment on the blog saying, well, that's still 1/7 of the Twitter population. Agreed. So Brian is our guest today to discuss this topic of, are you wasting time on social media? Brian is my favorite social media evangelist, mainly because he's humble. He doesn't beat his chest and shout from the mountaintops about how smart he is, but he is smart. And I like to watch Brian, and you should do, just to see what he's doing, because I know I'm going to learn something from him. He's always trying something new, something different, and he's got these cool little ideas that you have to watch him to make sure you're keeping up to date with what he's doing. He's well-connected. He does a lot of traveling. He knows the pulse of social media. Brian Person founded the Social Media Breakfast, which are popping up all across the U.S. as well as in Canada. So Brian is our guest today to discuss, are you wasting time on social media? By the way, I asked 5 other social media experts to be part of this podcast just to add a third voice to the conversation, and they couldn't do it. You know why? They didn't have enough time. A little ironic there. So let's go to the Skype line and let's see what Brian has to say about wasting time on social media. And so we go to the Skype line where I'm happy to have with us on today's podcast, Brian Person. Brian is social media evangelist at LiveWorld. He's also founder of the Social Media Breakfast. Plus he blogs. He's got his own podcast, The Daily Boo. Brian, welcome to Power to the Small Business.
Jay, good to be here. I've been a longtime listener to your show, so it's a thrill to finally be on as a guest.
I remember you first contacting me. Gosh, it's been over 1.5 years ago. I think because you listened to my podcast, right? And I had just started it too, so you were on the ball.
Absolutely. It was December maybe of 2007, just before I came to visit Austin for the first time. So yeah, we go back a ways.
The reason I'm having Brian on and asked him to be here is we've been talking ever since I posted the blog post last week on, you're wasting your time on Facebook and Twitter. And Brian then made a comment. He was the first one to comment on the post. And then he did his own podcast, his Daily Boo edition of his podcast. Brian, let's just first take this back. What made you want to comment about that post about you're wasting time on Facebook and Twitter? And then you did your own podcast about it.
Sure. Well, I think the whole subject that you covered there is something I think about a lot in terms of, I have a limited amount of time, let's say a finite amount of time every day to produce content. And where should that content go, right? So at first I was thinking about my own struggles or challenges to know where to put the content. So is it on my blog? Is it on my podcast site? Is it on Twitter? Is it on Facebook? Is it in all of those places? Can I duplicate content? What's appropriate to go where? What's going to be the most effective? What's going to generate the most number of conversations? And I'm not necessarily in a sales position, so it's a little bit different. But just thinking through all those issues kind of compelled me to to comment, and you had a great title too, which I think brought some people in to read and comment.
Yeah, I got one criticism though from one guy on Twitter. He said my title was misleading, which I didn't think it was. I was just using a little bit of a hyperbole. That's all.
Sure, sure.
My point was, you're wasting your time on Facebook and Twitter. This started with a conversation actually on Twitter a couple days before this post, where some realtors were talking about using Twitter, and I thought, my opinion was, that realtors were basically wasting their time on Facebook and Twitter, that they had a better venue of social media. They could be using, say, blogging, was my point, use blogging rather than Twitter and Facebook for their social media marketing efforts. And, of course, I got a lot of fight back on that. They weren't real happy that I said that. And so then I thought, well, let me write this, because this seems to be a topic out there right now. A lot of bloggers are talking about it. Is Facebook and Twitter really where you need to be spending your time? I know you and I have spoken about Christopher Penn, and he made a comment on his Marketing Over Coffee podcast about, you know, maybe Twitter and Facebook aren't where you need to be. I think there are certain businesses that should be using other social media channels rather than Facebook and Twitter. I think Facebook and Twitter have limited marketing applications, especially for small businesses. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I don't know that I entirely agree, and here's why. We're actually in the process of buying a house. We'll be closing in a couple of weeks, which is our first home, which is really exciting. But I know that I was looking for a realtor, say, 3 or 4 months ago. We were in the process of choosing a realtor. I ended up going with a word-of-mouth referral from a friend. However, I spend a lot of time on Twitter, as you know, Jay, and sometimes do, you know, keyword searches on areas of interest, and, you know, I've met a couple of realtors through Twitter, and though I didn't end up going with them, I certainly could have. Right, and so if you're saying the average American is purchasing a home once every 7 years, well, you know, I was one of those, and it's still so one seventh of the total Twitter base, which I think you blogged today was, what is it, 19 million worldwide. So if we figure, I don't know, let's say for the sake of argument, it's 10 million U.S. users on Twitter, and so one seventh of that is somewhere between 1 and 2 million users. That's still a critical mass. Now, where I do agree with you is I don't think that they should be spending their time on Twitter and Facebook to the exclusion of doing a blog, right? Because and as I wrote in my comment to you, I'm sometimes guilty of this, of neglecting my blog, because it's easier and to put in quick hit content on Twitter. It doesn't take as much time or thought or planning. You can just sort of put something in there and keep those conversations going. But for a realtor to do that and not have his or her own blog as sort of a home base, I think is a mistake. So I partially agree with you and partially disagree.
Well, I'm thinking, as you said, that Twitter is becoming, to me, and you know I spend a lot of time on Twitter, it's kind of like the lazy man's social media. And one realtor, nice guy, but he commented back to me. He says that everyone I meet is a potential customer. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm not on Twitter to be your potential customer. You know, I'm not searching for you on Twitter. Now, you actively sought out some realtors on Twitter, but I think it's easy to get on Twitter and type 140 characters and follow a bunch of people and then look for prospects. It's a lot more difficult and takes more thought to create and maintain a blog. And so I think Facebook, Twitter, they're becoming kind of the easy, you know, the lazy man's social media marketing tools.
That I agree 100%. And I would say that those folks like you, Jay, that are spending the time to, I don't know, I think you do an average of, what, probably 3 posts a week. And
yeah,
so you must be putting in, let's say, on average, a couple of hours per post, or whether that's writing it or researching it or commenting and linking to it and that sort of thing. So that's pretty significant. And you're seeing the benefits of that. Right, and so there are so many benefits that I think that blogs offer that, say, Twitter and Facebook don't. The searchability and the findability of posts, the way you can optimize, as you were talking in the comment section, you know, realtor, let's say realtor Waco, right? You're more likely to come across, if you're a realtor in Waco, that blog, then, I mean, how would you find that in Twitter? It's a lot more difficult. And so, and even your post, let's say post that you wrote 6 months ago, still hold value, right? So, in fact, they gain more value as you continue to produce more content on your blog, because more people will continue to link to it, and it'll become it'll gain greater authority and page rank in the search engine. So I think we're on the same page on that part.
So why don't more people use blogs, do you think, than Facebook and Twitter? You know, I actually did a search for Realtor Waco, Texas, after we had this, after the blog post and after all the comments, and I can't find one realtor blogging in Waco, Texas, which is my hometown. I do know of one who is blogging, but they're not blogging on their own blog, and so they can't be found. But just because I know that realtor personally, I know they are blogging. So I'm actually about to do an experiment, Brian, because this post has got me thinking, not just because I wrote this post, but the whole issue. I'm seeing a lot of blogs blogging about it right now. And I've recruited some realtors here in Waco, Texas, and I'm going to do an experiment during the next several months, and I'm going to help one do a blog, and we'll see what happens here in a few months when people start searching for realtors in Waco, Texas, if my theory holds true.
That's exciting, and I think that has a lot of promise. You know, you started before you went into that description there asking why more don't do it, and it's hard. Right, it's hard to maintain the blog, as you know. I think a lot of times you come out of the gate with a lot of energy and excitement, and you have a handful of topics that you can blog about. But how do you, can you continue to keep that up? Can you continue to put in the 3 to 5 to 8 to 10 hours a week that it may require to keep that blog up and going, and having fresh content and having the right sort of keywords, I guess, in your posts, and to build relationships with other, say, bloggers in your industry, which, as you know, is an essential component of blogging, spending time on other people's blogs. That takes a lot more time than sending a few tweets or Facebook updates, which you can probably do in, 30-second bursts, something like that. So it's the sheer time factor, which I think is the huge reason that not as many people are maintaining their blogs.
I think another thing to consider also, Brian, is where Facebook, Twitter, and things we don't know about, where are they going to be in a couple of years? We know the web is still going to be here. It'll probably change in ways that we can't understand yet. But I always go back to the old AOL chat. Do you remember when everybody was on AOL chat and you could talk to anybody and make friends? Well, AOL is long gone. We don't know what's going to happen to Facebook and Twitter a year, 2 years from now. Remember a couple years ago when MySpace was everything was about MySpace, and now all of a sudden MySpace is fading and they're laying off people. And so you may be investing a lot of time on something that's just not that durable, in my opinion.
I agree again. And Chris Brogan writes about this a lot on his blog and talking about his blog as his sort of home base, right? And then maybe Twitter and Facebook, these are the outposts where you can connect with people. Mm. But eventually you're wanting to drive them or point them back to your blog, which typically you have control over, right? It's your company name, .com, and you have control over that as long as you continue to pay the annual registration fee, which is, $10 a month or $10 a year, say, and the hosting charges, which don't cost that much. You have control, and you know that's not going away. And even Twitter, if you look at an event, we go to a lot of social media breakfasts and on conferences and that sort of thing, and there are all these tweets about it through hashtags. If you go to search for that hashtag, say even a month later, it's gone. Twitter may have that data somewhere, but it's almost impossible to track down that. Whereas, again, in blogging, those blog posts can continue to be found, whether it's through searching in the archives on a blog, or if you have the right kind of keywords, or if it's a post that gets lots of links to it. And I'm sure you know this, that you still have occasional comments to blog posts or links, people finding your blog post that you wrote a year ago or 2 years ago. So I think when you're talking to small businesses, you know, and I'm sure you do this all the time, you point that out, that the key to having the control and to having something that will continue to hold value over time.
And it's hard to prove the value of all the social media marketing, Brian. You're deep in the social media because you are a social media evangelist. You work for a social media company, Live World. And so I think on a larger picture, you have to step back. If you're an entrepreneur, you step back and you say, I've got so much time. Hey, I run a business. You know, I have to go with the best and most viable option for me. And, you know, I think businesses, before they jump into the latest craze, you know, oh, you need to create videos for YouTube, or you need to be on Facebook, you need to be on Twitter. You know, Facebook and Twitter are hot right now, but a year ago, you know, most of the country never heard of Twitter. So you've got to step back, analyze how much time you have, and then what's the best use of your time if you're going to get into this social media marketing? I guess we just need to give these entrepreneurs some criteria.
Sure. No, I agree. And I think you actually blogged about this yesterday, in talking about doing research on your market, on your customers. If you have existing customers, talk to them. Where do they spend their time? How do they consume information? How do they search for information? How did they find you, the small business, in the first place? Was it through a blog? Was it through a direct marketing piece? Was it through Twitter or Facebook? So doing that customer and market research is critical. And then tying it in again to what your business goals are and how much time you have. If you do all that, I think it will start to become more apparent where you should spend your time and which social media tools you should use.
Well, because you are a social media expert, Brian, I would consider you one. Maybe you could just kind of lay out some criteria here. If I'm an entrepreneur, I'm looking for, you know, I'm looking, what can I do? I've got to get into this social media thing. What would be your criteria, do you think, for choosing where you need to be spending your time?
Sure. So first, let's say, and I may have touched on this a moment ago. First, let's figure out what your goals are. What are you trying to accomplish? Is it just to create awareness about awareness or education about your company? Is it to drive sales? Is it to form a partnership? What are you trying to accomplish? So I think that's the first thing, and then. Then doing, like I said, doing that research on the market, and if you have existing customers already, or let's say other businesses in your industry, how are those customers consuming information? How are they searching for information? If it's for making sales and purchases, where do they buy? How do they buy? Is it online? Is it offline? What kind of information do they trust? And so. Part of that is, doing research on surveys that have come out. Part of that is digging into different websites. Part of it's talking to customers or doing your own survey to find out. So sort of going through that process and then figuring out realistically with everything. Let's say I'm a one man shop. With everything else I have to do, realistically to stay sane, right? How much time do I have per week to dedicate to social media marketing? Is it 2 hours a week? Is it 5 hours? Is it 10 hours? Is it half my time? Is it 20 hours? And also sort of make a chart about which channel is good, what is it good for, right? So YouTube may be good for this. Twitter may be good for building. Twitter and Facebook may be good for building relationships, but not necessarily for the sale. They're better for real-time searches, but they're not—they don't hold a lot of value over time. Blogging is, so you're sort of doing the pros and cons of each particular tool and channel, and putting a time against that, and putting a potential value against each one of those tools. And I think if you sort of lay it out like that, it becomes a little bit easier to figure out which tool is appropriate.
You know, another thing, because time is a factor, and then also capability for these entrepreneurs, because they're running a business, and you know, for a lot of them, social media does not come naturally. One of the pitfalls of social media is that they're all free. You can do blogging for free. You can do Twitter, Facebook, video. You can do everything almost for free. So people don't want to spend any money on social media marketing. I'm talking about the local entrepreneur. They don't want to spend that much money on on social media because they've been told it's free. Yet in the past, they may have had an advertising or a marketing budget, so they're more than willing to spend some money on TV or newspaper or something like that. And I'm suggesting that maybe entrepreneurs ought to start thinking about spending some money on their social media marketing. If you don't have blogging capability or the time to blog, but the blog is the best thing for you to do to market your business, then maybe you ought to look at paying for some blogging help. I used to be against it, but I think my opinion is turning because, you know, a blog, I think, is such a powerful marketing tool that, and not everybody can write a blog. Hey, why not hire somebody, work with somebody to do a blog and maybe write some blog posts for you?
Agreed. And you know, let's face it, Jay, not everyone is, not everyone should be blogging that is, for example, not everyone is a blogger, right? I mean, you may have a compelling business story that could be told on a blog, but you, the individual entrepreneur, for you're not a writer or that's not your style of communication, you shouldn't be blogging. But, you know, you might be okay doing a video, which you could embed into a blog, or you may find someone that does have those writing skills and that natural kind of communication style that's comfortable in social media channels that could do the blogging for you. And I think that's okay as long as you're, I'm certainly not advocating ghost blogging because I think that's, particularly in a small business, that could be really detrimental, right? But bringing someone on for, you know, a few blog posts a week or, you know, maybe it's a certain number of hours kind of thing. I don't see why not. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah, well, you work with copywriters to write your TV commercials, your radio commercials. I really don't see anything wrong. If you're working with a blogger who knows how to write and you tell them what you want to say in your blog and they give it to you, you edit it and look at it, I really don't see anything wrong with it. It's sort of like having somebody write the script for your TV spot, laying out your newspaper ad. I mean, you don't do all of those things yourself. So why not have somebody come shoot your YouTube video for you? I don't see anything wrong with it. Really, I don't.
I don't. And, you know, and I think it's important for the, you know, for the entrepreneur to spend the time on his or her strengths, focus on that, and to find help if you can afford it. To fill in on your weaknesses in areas where you think could be effective, but it's, you know, you shouldn't be doing it yourself. Bring in some help to do that for you.
Well, let's wrap it up, Brian. How do you know if you're wasting your time on not just Facebook and Twitter, but social media? What would you say would be your criteria for judging that?
Well, let's say you look back at it after a month or two or 3 months, and you say, one, have I developed any relationships that I think could go somewhere, whether it's now this, that may not be a quick sale, but have I made some potential, whether potential partners or customers or relationships that could be valuable over, whether it's short term, medium term, or long term? If I haven't done any of that after a few months, that would be a concern. Thinking about, you know, you should be tracking your time in each of these channels. So are you spending 3 hours a day on Twitter and you haven't built any relationships? Well, you're wasting it there. Now, blogging, depending on how you do it, could take a little longer, I think, because you could be starting to build and write those posts, but not have a ton of visitors. That may take a little longer to build up. So I think about figuring out how many hours you spent over that period of time, the number of relationships, the number of prospects you have, the number of sales or, you know, leads that you've generated, and just say, is this the best use of my time, or should I be going in a different direction?
Guest is Brian Person, social media evangelist at LiveWorld, founder of the Social Media Breakfast. Brian, please give us all the places you can be found on the internet, or at least the places that you want to be found.
Sure. My main blog is brianperson.com, BryanPerson.com. I'm at Brian Person on Twitter. And you can also find me podcasting daily at dailyboo.com. And our company is liveworld.com. Can't leave that out.
Yeah, liveworld.com. And you also blog there, do you not?
I do. Liveworld.com/Brian.
You are a busy man in social media. Well, Brian, I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see you at the Waco Social Media Breakfast next week. And if not, I know we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time, Jay.
So
So there, I said it. Twitter is the lazy marketer's social media tool. Hey, all I have to crank out is 140 characters. I can follow 1,000 people a day. It's easy. But it may not be the best tool for you. Now, personally, I use Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot. Have about, at this recording, about 4,000 followers. I've got over 8,000 tweets in the bag. But I use Twitter as a resource, as a networking tool. I don't actively market myself on Twitter because, quite frankly, most of my customers are not on Twitter. But I have found Twitter to be an amazing resource. So I connect with other marketers and other bloggers around the world. I get in conversations with them. I ask questions. I've learned a lot on Twitter. Do I market on Twitter? Maybe a little. I post links to my blog. And next to Google, Twitter is the most, that's the biggest source of hits to my blog. It's from Twitter after Google. That's how I use Twitter. I think Twitter right now as a marketing tool is probably overrated. There's a few businesses I think who do Twitter right, but most of them I think are people who are just actively looking to sell something, and that is not the correct use of Twitter. Now, this past week, I did a full-day social media workshop in Houston with the Houston Small Business Development Center, and we had about 17 businesses there, and we talked about just about every kind of social media that you could think of during the day. And so at the end of the day, I did a little survey, asked the businesses which one they were most likely to do. And the majority choice was blogs, because blogs are a very powerful marketing tool over the long run. Blogs give you credibility, blogs give you authority, and blogs give you searchability. Google likes blogs. But while blogs are a very powerful marketing tool, I think, over the long run, they're also the most challenging to engage in because it takes work, it takes a lot of thought, and you have to sit down and put words, string words together into a cohesive thought. And so, for example, I spend about 6 to 10 hours a week blogging. I know other bloggers do more, some do less. If you're going to start a blog and you're going to post like I do, you're going to have to commit 6 to 10 hours a week to blogging. And you're going to have to put your thoughts out there that have durability and that people can see for a long time. But if you have a business with a long purchase cycle where it may be years between purchases, and then when people decide they're going to purchase from your product category and they go to the internet and they search Google for more information, then a blog is good for you. It shows your credibility, it shows your authority, and you will appear in search engines. So why not try a blog? Yeah, it's a little more work, but I think it's probably right now the most powerful social media marketing tool. So are you wasting time on social media? I think the answer is yes, unless you do a couple of things. Answer these two questions. Number one, what are you trying to accomplish? What is your long-term goal with your marketing efforts on social media? Remember, social media is not like the broadcast traditional media where you interrupt people and you broadcast one to many. It's personal. It's connections. It's conversations. So what are you trying to accomplish? And then ask yourself this question. Where will your customer be? Is your customer going to be on Twitter? Are they going to be on Facebook? Are they going to watch YouTube? Or are they going to read a blog? And there's other social, are they going to be on a network? There's lots of social media tools out there. But ask, where will your customer be? What you want to do is you want to choose the right channel for you, for your business, for your marketing purpose. If you don't do that, then yes, you are wasting time on social media. And that's all I got to say about that. So enough already about social media, right? I'm ready to move on to more traditional marketing tactics, the everyday stuff that you need to do before you do social media, and we'll do that in some upcoming podcasts. Speaking of this podcast, remember that you can subscribe in iTunes. Just open up your iTunes store, search podcast, search for Power to the Small Business, and you will find us there. If you're having trouble with that, hey, go to the website, powertothesmallbusiness.com, and there's a link there to subscribe in iTunes. Reminder, I will post the show notes on the blog, which is themarketingspotblog.com. That's where you can also comment on this episode and let your voice be heard. Thanks to Brian Person of Live World for being our guest on the big show today. My name is Jay Arrett. My company is The Marketing Spot. We'll get together next time on the next episode of the Internet Show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.